Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the place where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of technology with a sprinkle of humor and a dash of nerdy charm. I'm Alex, bringing the technical thunder.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking, with maybe a few dad jokes thrown in for good measure. Today we're venturing into the world of AI system design interviews. It's like the Kobayashi Maru test for engineers, but with fewer starships and more algorithms.
Exactly, Jamie. Though, if you could design an AI to navigate the Kobayashi Maru, that would be a pretty impressive feat for any interview.
Challenge accepted. But before I start drafting my resignation letter to join Starfleet, maybe we should get into what our listeners are really here for. So, Alex, system design AI interviews, they sound daunting. What makes them different from your run-of-the-mill system design interviews?
Great question, Jamie. Traditional system design interviews often focus on scaling APIs, databases, and ensuring services are up to snuff. But throw AI into the mix, and you've got an entirely different beast. You're not just designing a system that handles requests, you're creating a learning system that evolves based on data.
So it's like teaching a toddler to walk, but the toddler is a computer, and walking is making millions of decisions per second?
Spot on, Jamie. And just like with toddlers, there are stages. Data ingestion, feature engineering, model training, all the way to serving predictions and monitoring the system. Each step is crucial and can be a focal point in an interview.
That sounds like a lot. How do you even start tackling a problem like that in an interview setting?
The key is structured thinking. Start by clarifying the problem and the business goals. Let's say the prompt is designing a real-time recommendation system for an e-commerce platform. You'd begin by asking clarifying questions about latency requirements, data sources, how often the model updates, stuff like that.
Gotcha. And then I assume you dive into the nitty-gritty, like how to actually build the thing.
Exactly. You'd outline the system requirements, both functional and non-functional. Then you'd sketch a high-level architecture, discuss the data pipeline, model training and versioning, serving layer.
Wait, hold up, Alex. A serving layer? Are we talking about a cake now? Because I'm always down for cake.
Not quite that kind of layer, Jamie. In AI, the serving layer is how the model's predictions are delivered to the end user or system. Think of it as the waiter delivering the cake to your table.
Ah, so no actual cake. Disappointing, but go on.
After that, you'd tackle model monitoring and feedback loops. It's crucial to keep an eye on your model's performance and ensure it's learning from the right data without drifting into the realm of inaccuracy.
Speaking of drifting, I heard that's a common pitfall in these interviews, right? Getting lost in the weeds and missing the bigger picture?
Spot on. It's easy to get bogged down in the details. Interviewers are looking for that structured thinking, how you approach problems, break them down, and communicate your solutions. They're less interested in whether you remember every API call by heart.
Makes sense. So, what's the best way to prepare for these mind-bending interviews?
Practice, practice, and more practice. Design end-to-end systems, review real-world architectures, and stay updated on industry trends. MLOps tools, serverless inference, edge AI, these are all becoming more relevant by the day.
Got it. I'll start by designing that Kobayashi Maru-solving AI then. But in all seriousness, this has been a fantastic deep dive, Alex. Any final words of wisdom for our aspiring AI system designers out there?
Remember, every system design problem is an opportunity to showcase your creativity and structured thinking. Understand the problem, consider the trade-offs, and communicate your ideas clearly. Do that, and you'll ace any interview.
Wise words indeed. And with that, we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, keep those systems humming and those algorithms learning.
Bye, everyone. May your code be bug-free and your models ever accurate.